Hi, everybody. It's Dawn coming to you with another episode of Out of the Spiritual Closet with Dawn and the Angels and the Akash and Spirit. So for today, I wanted to talk to you about or have you think about a topic, okay? And the topic I wanted you to think about is, what is holding you back? So many of us think that situations, other people, our looks, our status in life prevent us from doing things. And this could be real or just our belief system, right? I mean, these could be real things at play. But most times we're going to find out that it's a belief system that's keeping us from moving forward. And so lately I have been thinking a lot about what is the next step in my life, right? What do I want to do with my free time? What do I want to do with my work time? How do I want that to fall out? And it's really easy for us as humans to get stuck into like a little loop of, we only do this or we only do that because this is safe, because this is all I have the skills to do. This is all that people accept me doing, that kind of thing, right? And so I'm not saying that we should overinflate our skills or anything like that, but I'm saying we should all take a moment, consider this. What would happen if you took a moment to release something that was preventing you from moving forward? Specifically a belief. So if we had a belief growing up that's been reinforced, or even if we got this belief in adulthood, maybe it's that only happens for other people, not me. You must be young to do this, right? You must be tall to do this. You must be well educated to do this. And what I'm asking you to do is to think about what you want to do in the next 6 months or a year. These could be like your unfulfilled dreams, right? Maybe it's to start writing a book. Maybe it's to start a new relationship. Maybe it's to grow your social circle. Whatever it is, think about what you desire bringing more of into your life. Then take a moment and step back and say, is this something I can achieve, or is there something stopping me? And when you think about what's stopping you, notice what thoughts come to mind first. Notice if you feel it somewhere in your body. You know, when we get nervous, we could sometimes get real closed off and feel real tight and tense. And maybe, you know, you feel it in your heart, like an anxiety or something. So the first step is to identify what the dream is, right? The next step is going to be to clear anything that's preventing you from getting there. And the final step is really to take the positive action steps that propel you forward on the path that you want, right? Maybe it is getting more education. Maybe it is more practice time. Maybe it is a diet. Maybe it's signing up on a dating website, right? Maybe it's joining a group, whatever it is. So if you break it down into simple processes, we're actually able to look at the thoughts more closely. Otherwise, they kind of happen behind the scenes, and they're like the backseat driver who's taken over the driving for you. So that's really my quest today, is to get you to do a self-examination about what are your dreams, what's holding you back, and what positive steps can you make moving forward to move those dreams forward. So I hope this helps in some way, shape, or form. And I hope it might inspire you just a little bit. Thank you. Have a great day.